from the heart of Bradford, this is BCB 106.6 FM.
So I think of all the professional groups who've been struggling in their normal line of duty during the past year and a bit, I think I take my hat off most frequently to the nursing profession. Maybe because I used to be one, but I think this group of people have been under sustained pressure day after day of coping with a real threat to their own lives, the lives and health of their colleagues, and obviously the people they're caring for as well. And I imagine that a lot of people who perhaps weren't doing frontline care of critical nursing care before the pandemic have been drawn into that as well. And the thing that makes me want to take my hat off in particular has been that it's a sustained pressure, that it's kind of every shift in a working week. Anyway, so this is an issue for the whole nursing profession, and it's being addressed, which is fantastic, but in particular by a new research project in which Frontline West Yorkshire NHS nurses are going to be taking part under the auspices of Dr. Angela Grange, who's the Assistant Chief Nurse for Quality and Safety for Bradford Teaching Hospitals. And we can speak to her now about this. Dr. Grange, I don't know how nurses have coped actually in the last 12 months. Maybe some of them haven't. And I know this research project is about building resilience. So to me, it's almost been an impossible job for nursing across the country. Well, probably across the world, actually. Large swathes of the world, anyway, in the last 12 months. How have nurses coped? That's my first question to you.
That's a really tricky question to answer, in a way. I think a lot of it depends down to individual characteristics of nurses, but I also think it also relates to how we operate as a professional group. So you will know, because you've been a nurse, that nurses are really adaptable in different situations. And I think when the pandemic first hit last year, there was this overwhelming sort of urge to want to help support in the best way that they could, and right. A bit of a call to arms, and everyone pulled together and worked really well together. But I think we're sort of seeing, as the pandemic's progressed, that actually it has taken a bit of a toll on not just nurses but other healthcare professionals. And I guess this is what our research is trying to address, to come up with an intervention to support them.
Okay, so you're going to be working with, I think, 80 nurses across mostly West Yorkshire, I think. And what are you going to be doing in particular with these nurses?
So what we're trying to test out through our research is an intervention that we're calling REBOOT, which stands for Recovery Boosting Training. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to equip these nurses with skills to cope better in stressful situations that happen at work. And we know that sort of talking therapies, cognitive behavioural therapy approaches help people to deal with kind of negative thoughts in stressful situations that may alter their sort of behaviours and the way that they act. And so this research is trying to apply those sort of techniques to a particular group of nurses to give them sort of practical tools and tips that not will just help them in the workplace sort of setting, but can actually also help them personally. So it's very kind of tailored and individualised approach.
Okay, and will you be asking for volunteers?
So our aim is to recruit 80 nurses that work in critical care settings across West Yorkshire, and we're collaborating with the West Yorkshire Critical Care Network, and many nurses that work in critical care are members of this network, and so there's about 700 of them, and so we just want to recruit 80 of those nurses that work in critical care settings in hospitals across West Yorkshire.
Okay, and will you be sort of putting out the invite for volunteers, or will you be picking a cross section and some criteria?
We will be using our colleagues in the West Yorkshire Critical Care Network who are linked into the lead nurses within the trust across West Yorkshire, mm-hmm. to kind of put out an invite, if right. you like, for nurses to volunteer, and yeah. then the nurses will then contact the research team. So we're not identifying individual nurses per se. It's a kind of open invite to yes. that community of nurses.
Okay. And what kind of stuff will you be doing with this group?
Yeah, so as part of the research, we're recruiting a psychological therapist who's got sort of expertise in cognitive behavioural therapy mm-hmm. to deliver our intervention, and that will comprise of two online workshops. So because of the situation that we find ourselves in and not being able to do as much face-to-face training as we would like, we're having to adapt to work in an online way. So we will have small groups of 4 to 5 critical care nurses working with a psychology therapist on 2 separate occasions. And really, they'll be kind of breaking down, sort of understanding the kind of cycle of stress, what things can exacerbate stress, understanding sort of physical symptoms, but also starting to problem solve techniques to help them overcome that. And then the psychological therapist is then going to contact the individual nurses by telephone or video call and provide sort of one-to-one coaching session, 2 coaching sessions. So it will take about 7 hours of a nurse's time to sort of receive this intervention, mm-hmm. which they'll most likely do in their own time.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that. That's interesting. Okay, so I guess those interventions themselves will, we hope, be helpful to the individual nurses. Do you see in the future, I don't know, would this maybe impacting training and probably ongoing personal development, ongoing support within the profession?
Absolutely. I think one of the key sort of drivers for us to want to kind of test this out in as many different groups as possible is to see whether it works. We've already tested it out in a face-to-face way with different professional groups, with staff that are paramedics, with sonographers, with doctors. I think the important thing is that we have to deliver it to one professional group, so we're not mixing up the groups with the different professions. But the idea is that most NHS trusts will have clinical psychology departments, and they will have staff that are probably equipped to deliver this intervention or can be trained really easily to deliver it. And so we think it's going to be really scalable. That's part of what we're trying to test. Can we sort of spread this intervention across the NHS? Is it something that people would find of value?
Yeah. Okay, well, great to talk to you. It sounds like a brilliant intervention, and we wish you all the very best with that. It will be lovely, actually, to talk to you again a bit later down the road. And it's starting very soon, isn't it? Is it this month, in fact?
Yeah, so we've started this month. We're just at the early stages of getting the various approvals that we need to start the research. But we're on a very tight timescale of 12 months to deliver, yeah. which is what our funder, the Burdett Trust for Nursing, wanted, rapid sort of projects to deliver. So, so we should be finished this time next year.
Dr. Grange, thanks for your time this afternoon. We wish you all the best with this.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's Dr. Angela Grange, and she's the Assistant Chief Nurse for Quality and Safety at Bradford Teaching Hospitals.